Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Almost 8:06 in the morning on April the 10th. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Rain, rain, not going away, but it hasn't arrived just yet. Proclamation on my desk. How did it get there? Hometown hero, bottom of hour. Another award winner coming on the radio and more to come. Hi, hello, and good morning. Steve Lindell hosting and in studio directly to our first guest, the soon-to-be newest leader of the Muncie Community Schools, Charles Chuck Reynolds. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. We know your affinity for marching band. Have you worked yet on the requisite for all Muncie Central High School students to be in marching band?
Absolutely. I'm building that proposal. I'm getting it close for board ready.
He is not. That's not true at all. Let's get to the true stuff. Speaking of the board meeting this yep. week, yes. So some of the nuggets, what was talked about and covered, huh?
Had a productive board meeting last night. The board approved raises for the teachers for the 24-25 school year, which
again,
is always exciting.
Again.
Yep, another year of raises. Yeah. This year, the teachers will receive a $1,000 increase to their base if they're effective, and highly effective teachers will receive a $2,000 increase. Then also an additional compensation, additional $1,000 for the teacher of the year from each building, and then $2,000, another $2,000 if they're the district teacher of the year for elementary or secondary.
That has got to be a good thing for retention and or recruitment to get the best teachers in the buildings, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, we're one of the most competitive corporations in the state now as far as pay goes, so it's something nice to tout. Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's great. Muncie Area Career Center made a presentation.
Yeah, Caleb and Rhonda do a wonderful job at the Career Center. Presented last night on the enrollment and the programming. The enrollment's up from, I think it was around 250 back in the 18-19 school year. And then this year we had over 550 applications for our 14, soon to be 16 tracks that we're offering.
All right. Chuck Reynolds, our guest from the Muncie Community Schools. In a moment, we'll get to meteorologist Paul Poteet, our weather check after our Chuck Reynolds conversation right here. Let's do a facilities update. I know a lot has been going on at the stadium and or the school building. There is a humongous, I'm not a genius here, blower that appears to be set up at the field house, blowing something into that large building. What is going on there?
That's right. So, unfortunately, the last of our 1951 boilers kicked the bucket just before sectional basketball play.
Was there a ceremony?
It was not. There was no ceremony.
Should have
been.
I think
you could hear a faint whisper of taps in the background.
What year did you say again?
51.
Wow. So they don't make them like that anymore.
Right. I'm pretty sure it had Purdue stamped on the side of it. I mean, it had been around for a while. So that is a temporary heating unit for the field house. So it circulates warm air through the field house for our folks to still use it and practice in there.
All right. What about the facilities? Maybe this summer, any plans to do any more upgrades and updates or whatever?
So this summer, we continue work at the football stadium in the Muncie Central campus. We're getting close to completion, close-ish to completion of the locker room and team meeting rooms, bathrooms, concession stands on that north side of the stadium.
Is that what the engineers are saying? Close-ish? Is that what the report is?
Yeah, those are the official technical terms.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. So, but our school projects are finished. We do have maybe some temporary units going over to Longfellow is in the works. So maybe some Pediatur units heading over to Longfellow for temporary classrooms, but that's still in the works.
Pediatur is actually very close. The WMUN word of the day. I dropped that on him before we started the segment. Told him he had to work it into an answer. He tried desperately.
Desperately.
Don't feel bad. You were close.
Close.
First
ish,
of all,
ish.
Again with the ish. President Mearns, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, butchered his word of the day. I mean, you did way better than him. He is going to be on tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact.
All right.
I will bring up this conversation with Chuck Reynolds. One of my favorite grades of all, when I was, 100 years ago at Lindbergh Elementary School, where I resided for that particular kindergarten class, Mrs. McGillis. Was our teacher. I still remember her vividly. She did not know we called her Mrs. McGillicuddy, and I apologize for that. It wasn't to be rude. It was just that we were dumb kids, and we didn't know how to pronounce her name. So Roundup coming up. Do we, for the Muncie Community Schools, do we actually use lassos, et cetera?
Quit using lassos a few years ago. we use virtual lassos with the queuing system, much like you see at Disney World. So we kicked that off this week on Thursday from 4:30 to 6 at all of our elementaries. It's a great time to head to the buildings, take care of all the not-so-fun paperwork and digital content that you have to knock out before you get your kids enrolled. But it's an exciting time. Teachers are there, and boy, you remember your kindergarten teacher. Mine was Mrs. McCormick. I remember her visit vividly at Southview Elementary.
Very nice. You didn't make fun of her name, did you?
No.
I was a nice kid. We weren't making fun of Mrs. McGillis. I need to correct that. My mom's listening in Minnesota right now, and she's thinking, you made fun of Mrs. McGillis. You, Stephen, enroll in MCS.org. Enroll in MCS.org is another way to be enrolled and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't make it in tonight or Thursday night, you can do everything that you need to do online.
Andy Klotz told me that. He's the comms director. Spring sports, maybe some nuggets?
Yeah, we have kicked off the spring sports. We have our first home track meet tonight. Heading over to the stadium this evening to have our first track meet in the stadium. Pretty excited about that. But boy, they are well underway. Steve, it also is a contest time for our music department.
Oh, yeah.
Our middle school and high schools have been performing across the state in musical contest. In fact, Isaac Denniston at Northside, they took all the choirs went and all received gold superior ratings, a few with distinctions, which is the highest rating that you can get. And in fact, because of all of their terrific work and all of the contests they've participated in, they are up for the Indiana State School Music Association All Music Award. Wow. So they need a big banner to hang in their building. They have to apply, but I think that they're going to be able to do that.
Isaac Denniston, time check 8:13. He's a regular listener. Listen to this as I rip that little piece of paper off. A new feature. I've never done this before. I just thought of it. When someone is in studio and at least attempts to use the WMUN word of the day, I am going to give them that piece of paper autographed, and I expect to see this in your office at some point,
displayed.
Prominently displayed.
Absolutely.
So I want to put that right there for the autograph forthcoming. Chuck Reynolds is the new incoming leader for the Muncie Community Schools. Dr. K is still in charge for a little while. Couldn't be here this morning and hand it off to you. I want to talk about something that's in the national news. You may have heard about this. Tennessee is advancing a proposal to allow teachers there to carry firearms in school. Has that been discussed in Indiana? Is it in place? And or what's the MCS situation on that?
Yeah, sure. So there is Indiana code that will permit schools to do that. The board will have to provide policies and procedures for that. School safety is something we take very seriously and have frequent conversations on. With our school board. In fact, we'll have a session with the board coming up next month with some bills and including school security. While it's a terrific, I should say a terrific, how about an ingenious opportunity for folks to have armed teachers? Right now, the board doesn't have an appetite for that. We just think they have so much on their plate. They don't need another. That in our district is not another need.
Understood.
And we're very fortunate to have Legacy Life Security. So we have a number of officers in all of our buildings that help out.
Chuck Reynolds is my guest. WMUN Steve Lindell here. A sculpture is arriving from Indianapolis soon.
Right. The all-star, the 6-foot fiberglass sculpture is heading to Muncie. It should be here this week. It's going to have a new home on loan from from Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Arts Commission is on loan for us for 5 years, rolling 5 years. It'll be in the east lobby of the field house for folks to take a look at and enjoy.
We only get it for 5 years?
It's a rolling. I'm going to guess that we'll just have to renew it after the five years.
Oh, okay. I was getting upset there for just a second. Hey, come on now. A multicultural mixer. You told me something about that in the hallway. What's that?
Yeah. So Mrs. Ward, our director of diversity in the schools, her and Kelsey Pavelka are working on providing a multicultural mixer on April 30th from 5 to 7. The intent is to showcase all of the different folks from different countries in our district. We have 30 plus countries represented in our district. So the intent is to have tables set up, and folks could visit the different tables to learn about their countries, their cultures, their customs, and just take that opportunity to learn from each other.
Last item I wanted you to talk about just briefly here at the end, Dr. Reynolds, the passing of a former leader of the school system here. So,
yeah, Dr. Abram passed recently. I believe he passed at the end of March, and had his ceremonies this weekend here in town. He was just a terrific leader that gave so much to our corporation, and just truly missed.
I believe Dr. Abram would be very proud of what is happening right now within the Muncie Community Schools.
Absolutely. He was still lived here, of course, and continued to give back to our community.
Chuck, anything else we haven't talked about?
I don't know. I think that's pretty much wraps it up today.
Very nice. Keep working on that marching band thing.
All right. It's on the front burner.
I want to hear that at the next board meeting. Can that be like one in the new business, like the first item? Would you consider that?
Yeah, I mean, we could consider it. I don't know that it would pass.
No. That's a hard no right there with the big guy, the soon-to-be big guy. And he's really big. He's very tall. I only take photos with him when I'm standing. He noted that just moments ago. The autographed word of the day is
treasure.
Now in his hand,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chuck Reynolds, Muncie Community Schools. We're going to check our weather next from meteorologist Paul Poteet on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GA Won't Wait.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN, with a new email address and everything. Hi, Tom. Are you listening? He listens. Oh, he listens. Coming up on 821, everybody needs to know what the weather's going to do, and we have some squishy in your forecast. Here's WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet.
The next 48 hours could bring us 1 to maybe even 2 inches of rainfall and some noisy weather tomorrow as thunderstorms return. I think it's mainly rain today, and it's mainly in the afternoon. Forecast high of 65. Tonight, showers with a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Thursday, it'll also be breezy. Winds gusting to 35 miles an hour with a high of 65. Showers and storms Thursday night. And then some left over into Friday morning. Could get clearing in the afternoon. Breezy, cooler, high of 55. But that won't last. We're back to the 60s Saturday and 70s Sunday.
Going back just a segment here to Chuck Reynolds, he saw my yesterday WMUN word of the day. He wanted to switch it out to be that one because he thought the word was cooler. Enigmatic was the word. I didn't even use it yesterday. I lost track of time. Enigmatic, which would have been pretty close to topical because of Monday's doings around here with the solar eclipse. Black holes are one of the universe's enigmatic phenomena. But that's yesterday's word of the day from my brother Pat Lindell as a Christmas gift. Not a sponsored feature, but could be. Aren't they all? I mean, really. Show business, not show friends. Let me tell you something else that's happening today. At high noon, WMUN and the rest of Wolf Boom Radio Group will try to again break the internet. How? The nomination process for Muncie's Quest for the Best contest will begin. That is, at noon, you go to a website called Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com, Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com, and our social media. In fact, Emily will maybe grab some WMUN-logoed Muncie's Quest stuff and fly that out to our Facebook and social media to encourage you to nominate anybody and everybody to win an award. The gold medal and silver medals will be handed out later this year, but the neatest part of this whole thing, how it's set up, the public gets to decide, you listening, anybody, everybody, who is nominated. And then, after the nominations are closed, then the public decides by voting online on that same website who wins the big medals. It's a great honor. It's a cool thing, and we're glad to do it. Presented by Magna and WMUN and the rest of Wolf Boom Radio Group. Now, let's get a bit of a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 10th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Siblings Day. New Yorker Claudia Ivar started the day in the mid-1990s to celebrate her brother and sister. She lost them both in accidents early in life, and she chose April 10th because it was her sister Lisette's birthday. Also on this day in 2001, mercy killings became legal in the Netherlands. The Dutch Senate approved the controversial bill legalizing euthanasia for patients with unbearable terminal terminal illness. In 1815, Mount Tambora, located in Indonesia, explodes in one of the largest volcanic eruptions in recorded history. At least 71,000 people were killed by the eruption. And the legendary rock group, I wanna hold your hand. The Beatles break up as Paul McCartney leaves the band in 1970. In their 10 years of existence, they sold over a billion albums. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we are the talk radio of Muncie, Indiana, USA. It's 825. Not as much raininess today as will be tomorrow and the next day, as Paul Poteet just talked about. Mitch in the Morning, our buddy on the news morning program on Oldies 101 in Anderson-Madison County and the Woof Boom Radio Group. He has a guest later this week talking about flying cars. I'm going to listen to the podcast on that one because that sounds fascinating. Have you ever had somebody put something on your desk, for those of you that work, and you can't imagine how it got there? Has that ever happened to you? How about a mayoral proclamation? Has that ever been put on your desk overnight and you go, hey, cool? The first thing I thought of was, hey, cool, Steve Lindell Day? That's fun. I wonder what this is all about. It's not that at all. Not even close. It's tomorrow, not today, so I'm going to wait to talk about that was on my desk mysteriously when I arrived to work this morning. How's that for a radio tease? Steve Lindell on WMUN. Tell a friend to listen. Why should you suffer alone? News talk, sports talk, community talk. We're the talk of Muncie. Earlier this hour, talking to Chuck Reynolds, I asked about the Muncie Community Schools stance on arming teachers. Well, Tennessee is in the news. Republican lawmakers in that state advancing a proposal just yesterday to allow some teachers to carry handguns on public school grounds. Fox's Ted Lindner has more.
The proposal cleared the Republican Senate 26-5 and is now ready for a vote in the House. The bill would bar disclosing which employees are carrying guns beyond school administrators and police, including the parents of students and even other teachers. A worker who wants to carry would need to have a handgun carry permit, have written authorization from both the school's principal and local law enforcement, clear a background check, and undergo 40 hours of handgun training. The advancing of the bill comes a year after the massacre by a transgender shooter at a private elementary school in Nashville that killed 3 children and 3 adults. The shooter was then killed by police. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Dr. Reynolds reminded me state law in Indiana allows for that to happen, arming school teachers with approval of a school board of that school district. He also told me the Muncie Community Schools has not made any or had any action on that potential situation for the Muncie school system. Coming up in just a moment, our live guest in studio will be our hometown hero of the month. Coming up on WMUN.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Spring into some extra hot fun after breakfast, afternoon, or my favorite, after dark.
After dark.
There's never been a bad time to spice things up, and with After Dark's huge selection, they make it easy even for the shyest shoppers. Throwing a bachelor or bachelorette party this spring? Make it one they'll never forget with the help from
After Dark.
Shop the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, party favors, and all the other spicy items that'll be sure to tingle you to the bone. Is it movie night with your special someone? If so, shop After Dark's massive selection of buy one, get one free DVDs. After Dark has three locations to keep the fun going wherever you're at: Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson and Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. Have fun when the lights go out with the help from After Dark.
After Dark.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T-levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
With my volume control right in front of me, that little dial there talking to my guest in code, because I didn't tell Kaylee before we were on the air live. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Steve?
I am always great. 8:31. One of the best things we get to do year-round is called the Hometown Hero of the Month. It's an award-winning grant campaign that affords a $10,000 in-kind donation to various groups, clubs, organizations, not-for-profits, 501c3s that deserve and need attention and publicity, and we're just trying to lift up local in that way. Today, it's First Choice for Women in focus, and Kaylee McKnight, the executive director, is in here again this morning. We've had these conversations before, but we need to do it more often because you have so many things, good things going on.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. We love this opportunity to be able to share with the community, and I'm thankful for another opportunity to sit in this big box with you.
Yeah, it's a big box. We're going to start with the walk first, and then we'll talk more of an overview of what it is, the organization, for those that don't know. But because the timeliness of the T-shirt deadline especially is coming up, let's go there.
Yes. So right now we've got we've raised about $24,000 so far. We've got over 180 people who are signed up to walk, but we need registrations to have the shirts ready for those who register. So if you're wanting a free T-shirt, it's amazing. It's got a nice coral color. It's got some gray tones to it, make it a little more manly. But it's got a wonderful logo called Embracing Life's Journey, and we're just excited. And in that moment of registration, you'll be able to get a free T-shirt if you register by Friday, April 12th. And okay, so we're hoping to get some in so we can get everyone the shirts that they want.
And remind everybody of the walk itself, date and time and location.
Yes, the Walk for Life is May 18th. That's a Saturday. Registration opens at 10. We usually start walking around 10:30. We are going to have four food trucks there this year. So we've got the Big Easy, which is an amazing, like, just delicious food. And then we have the Big Hig, the food dude, and CJ's Creations, and Barking Cow, of course, because you can't go anywhere without Barking Cow ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Thank you very much. Now, for those that don't know, the overall mission, what First Choice for Women is all about, for those that might not be aware yet.
Yeah, so we are a compassionate, faith-based organization. We do strive to help those who are facing any unplanned pregnancies, or even planned pregnancies. And we do that through supporting them through our pregnancy tests, our ultrasounds, parenting classes, our fatherhood initiative, and creating positive relationships. We go out into the school and share about how to create healthy relationships, not just with a intimate individual, but also in the workplace and everything, because you need a good relationship in life in general. And so we encompass all those through our parent classes and mentoring opportunities and our CPR instructors, which creating positive relationships, and hope to make East Central Indiana a better place through our services.
It's a really good thing, and a lot of good things. Kaylee McKnight is our guest. Our hometown hero of the month is First Choice for Women. Our new grant cycle just started back up. We were very pleased and proud to note when the list came out, the first of all, that your organization was on it. But not only are we doing this on WMUN and WLBC, we've expanded the program to our radio stations Work FM and Max throughout East Central Indiana. So a total of 24 organizations are sharing in $240,000 of in-kind donations of publicity and coverage from our radio stations. And I can't think of a better benefactor than First Choice for Women. Kaylee, for those that don't know the apparatus of how it works, you talked about the broad brushstrokes of it just a second ago. You've talked to me before about sort of, I would call them classes, you know, teaching people how to be a better parent. It's scary. There's a lot of frightening parts about it, but you try to take that fear away. You also offer some assistance and some help, and tell everybody how that works. I think it's fascinating and cool.
Yeah, so in our instance with unplanned pregnancies, you know, we understand if it's unplanned, all your options stink. And so, but it's an option that you have to make. And so we walk through that with them and help them be educated and empower them with all the tools that we possibly can to get them to where they feel confident in making a choice. Though we don't refer or perform abortions of any kind, or terminations, I should say, we do advocate, we're a pro-abundant life organization, but in that, we understand that people still have that free will and that they, when they leave, they might make that choice. And so we do offer post-abortion support to those who have experienced that, for men and women, which is a huge deal. That's something new that we've started. We have a man now who walks alongside other men to help in that. But with our parent care classes in general, walking with them from prenatal to 4 years old, it can be someone who comes in as young as 13. It can be a great grandparent who's just got custody of their great grandchildren. The wide range of ages that we see come through our doors is vast. And so being able to have volunteers of different ages, they come in and they're able to meet them where they're at. And so you have a mentor that walks alongside of you and helps you. And we have over 200 classes that they'll go through, and being able to instruct them. And it's not just becoming a better parent, because you were created to be that person's parent to begin with, before, you know, creation. And so for us, it's amazing how we can just come alongside and support and empower them, because a lot of times, you know, we all say it takes a village, but who helps them find that village? We're able to step in and help connect with resources in the community. We love partnering with different people like Family Resource Center and Muncie Mission and so many others, Nurse Family Partnership. There's so many out there that we connect with on a regular basis to make sure that they have the support that we can provide through our services. But also, if it's something we're not providing, rather than creating a new program that's already created, we connect them with a warm handshake to those who are already doing those services.
Sounds fantastic, and friendly and nice and kind, and all those words and so many others are equated to First Choice for Women. Let's cycle back to the event itself, the fundraising walk. Again, how to sign up and that deadline that's important too before we wrap up. Okay.
Yes. So Walk for Life registration can be found on firstchoiceforwomen.org, and you can click on the events tab. I'm sure there's links in both First Choice's website as well as maybe some others. But the t-shirt deadline is on this Friday, April 12th. So please get registered by then to have a promised free t-shirt. Otherwise, it'll be first come, first serve. And then you can continue to register and raise funds all the way up until the day of the walk and even 30 days after. So our goal is $115,000 this year, and we are looking forward to meeting that goal.
Outstanding. Congratulations on the award again, and congratulations on the important work that you're doing.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Last nugget here. Do you want to say anything about your chauffeur and or the name of the vehicle? I understand the vehicle in our parking lot has a name.
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful Jeep named Violet.
Huh.
So my partner in crime over here has been my chauffeur this morning, so I appreciate my office manager and all the work that she does to help keep me sane. And so, Scotty, thank you.
You know, if there's Emily, my producer, they're going to be here just a couple of minutes after 9 to do something else in the next studio over. If it's possible to run out and take a picture of Violet for the podcast, I think a dual photo might be appropriate. Just thinking out loud is just an idea. Very nice to meet you. As silent partner in the corner there. And Kaylee, always a pleasure to see you too. More to come in just a moment, live on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy 3 times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Save big money on supplies for your next project. Now at Menards. From simple paint protection to heavy-duty construction, Polar Plastics has a solution for any project. 10 by 25-foot rolls of all-purpose plastic drop cloth are on sale now through April 14th. Save big on Polar Plastics at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie, the new WMUN.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Does your business need a video to help promote the story behind your products or services? Hi, this is Mikey Skoglund, owner of Orange Wave Creative Media in Muncie. Studies show that people have an emotional connection with stories if they can picture themselves in that story. Our goal here at Orange Wave is to help you create an engaging video that tells your story and connects with potential customers. To get started, visit us at RideTheOrangeWave.com. We look forward to working with you.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
With many listeners on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest, I also see Greenwood, Franklin, Fishers, hold on a second. Anderson is listening on the Alexa device. I've already mentioned Mama this morning. Hope you're feeling okay, Mom. And then Chicagoland, more specifically Addison, Illinois, now listening and want to see what's happening in our local news. The summary airs now on WMUN.
The crowds in Muncie were not what was predicted. Mayor Ridenour.
Yeah, I don't think we had anywhere near the 100,000 that we were being told by the state. And I know that's what EMA was working toward the whole time to make sure we were prepared. But I do know a lot of people came down and all our hotels were full. The Airbnbs were full. And a lot of people drove down the day of.
From yesterday's Delaware County Today on WMUN, the Academy of Model Aeronautics estimates about 1,000 on their grounds for the eclipse. Some say Prairie Creek had far fewer than the usual Independence Day fireworks event. A 17-year-old in Indianapolis who was arrested on felony criminal recklessness charges, facing those as an adult. John Herrick explains why.
His name is King Dennis. Police believe he was involved in a shooting that injured seven kids in downtown Indianapolis on March 30th at the corner of Illinois and Maryland streets. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office says because of Dennis's criminal history and the conduct he's accused of, he has to be charged as an adult. All seven kids that were hurt in that shooting are expected to recover. But here was a frustrated IMPD chief, Chris Bailey, from that night.
We all have to take a collective look in the mirror.
Police say the investigation into this is not over. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Gotta wait till July 27th for the start of the Three Trails concert series.
First of all the concerts are on Saturdays.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. And they all start at 7 p.m. at Cannon Commons. And our first concert features artists that some people in Indiana might know. And that is Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, featuring the Reverend Josh Peyton.
Rick Ziegler from WMUN Radio interview last week. Your senator says an impeachment trial needs to happen for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Kurt Darling reports.
House lawmakers impeached Mayorkas last month. Now it's up to the Senate to decide if there will be a trial. Indiana Senator Mike Braun laid it out on the Senate floor Monday, urging Democrats not to use their majority to dismiss the impeachment.
Secretary Mayorkas is breaking the law every day he releases illegal immigrants into the United States.
Braun also said President Biden is just as complicit in the border crisis. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Things you didn't know yesterday. Alaska is the only state that can be typed on one row of keys. And an attosecond is 1/1000000th of a billionth of a second. Fire facts, according to Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour.
This was one of the things that I hope that people will listen, because then they will hear that this was explained during the meeting. It's actually 5.9 to build it. What was not included in that fire station numbers that were used at the previous council meeting to build theirs was 4.7, but it was also 10,000 square feet. Ours is 13,000 square feet. So the price per square foot was within $10 of each other.
That money was part of replacing station number 6, and the city council meeting audio is now posted on the city's Facebook page.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Portland man who was intoxicated when his vehicle crashed, fatally injuring his passenger, has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. Star Press reporting 29-year-old Michael Leslie Brown pleading guilty in March to causing death while driving while intoxicated. An Anderson man reportedly admitted to police that he held down his husband's dog and shot it point blank before dumping its body in the trash. Fox 59 reporting 37-year-old Devin Hankins, arrested late last month, charged with unlawful possession of a handgun due to being a convicted felon, along with two felony charges of killing a domestic animal and failure to properly dispose of a dead animal.
Next up for the BSU men's volleyball team, Coach Donan Cruz.
Yes, we play Queens, and they're from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Saturday, 7 p.m. in Muncie at Worthen Arena for the start of the MEVA tournament. Something you didn't know yesterday. In 1889, according to the New York Times, there was a war on telephone poles. Wherever erected, homeowners and business owners sawed them down or defended their sidewalks with rifles. The 29th Southeast Indiana Farm Club Machinery Show happens June 27 to 29. Blacksmithing, sawmill, antique, homemade craft, flea market, and more. There's an event link on our local news page now. That's sent to us using the community calendar link from WLBC.com. Novartis recently had an event in Indianapolis. The governor was there, and so was 6th District Congressman Greg Pence, who said they were there to see the showcase of the cancer-fighting drugs.
Novartis
located, it's a Swedish company. They located in Indianapolis because we're the crossroads of America. They can get anywhere in the country in 12 hours. And this is a drug that is specifically made for a specific patient in a specific cancer, and it has to get there within 3 days before it expires.
What happened at last week's Muncie City Council meeting that didn't allow the staffer to video stream or record
one of those automatic updates on his laptop at the beginning, and it's not easy to stop? I went up to the council. I said, this is not going to be live. And they said to go ahead and begin, so that's why we began the meeting.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour reminded on WMUN yesterday that the audio portion of the meeting is on the city's Facebook page right now.
I'm Peter Killeen. Indiana Court of Appeals giving an incremental win last week to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban, arguing that it violates a state law protecting religious freedom. The three-judge panel's ruling agreed with a lower court that plaintiffs with a religious objection to the ban should be exempt from it. Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County awarding a total of $687,000 in community grants to multiple organizations. Community grants provide nonprofits serving Muncie and Delaware County the opportunity to apply for funding to support their work. Grants are awarded to address the broad needs of Muncie and Delaware County in arts and culture, community betterment, economic development, and human services.
Dr. McCreese's impression of the eclipse.
How fortunate we were to have this fantastic, perfect day to watch this amazing celestial phenomenon. And it was so overwhelming to watch.
Really? Agreed.
Enjoyed it so much. And I know so many people enjoyed it just as much.
He was on WMUN yesterday morning to thank all involved with the McCreese Vision Group's Eclipse Glasses giveaway. Hear the entire segment and all that were thanked on WMUNMuncie.com. And the podcasts are always available there for replay and for sharing. Feel free. A viral marketing of WMUN is always very welcome. Next item here, a delayed obituary, Chad Pergram style.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. I've always struggled with how to identify late independent Senator Joseph Lieberman. Lieberman came to the Senate as a Democrat in the late 1980s, but he called out President Clinton for his conduct with Monica Lewinsky in an historic floor speech. He faced criticism for seeming too cozy with Republicans and with the administration of President George W. Bush. In 2006, Lieberman lost the Senate Democratic nomination to future Democratic Governor Ned Lamont. But Lieberman did not waver. He ran for the Senate as an independent. In fact, he billed himself as an independent Democrat and won. I once spoke to a source in the office of the Secretary of the Senate. The source explained at the time, senators must tell the office how they wish to be identified for publications, like in the congressional record. The source said senators obviously could present themselves as Democrat, Republican, independent. I inquired if the office recognized the term Lieberman was using, independent Democrat. The source said that was a moniker the office had never heard of. That's because Lieberman was simply Lieberman. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet refining his forecast a bit more just a second ago. Rain will become widespread and heavier with scattered thunderstorms once again by late today, continuing through early Friday with 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. It will be windy and or breezy at times as well. Final item for today, there are a lot of good people in the world, more good than bad.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A restaurant owner from North Carolina who drove hours to deliver a special meal makes today's Dean's List. Kevin Cherry is the owner of the Outer Banks restaurant, Mama Kwan's. And when he got a call from the friend of a woman who didn't have long to live, he knew what he had to do. Heather Bowers from West Virginia was battling cancer and knew she didn't have much time left on this earth, so she asked her friend Mary if she could get her favorite meal at Mama Kwan's, which was 6 hours away. Mary knew it was a long shot, but she called the restaurant and told them the story. Kevin, without hesitation, packed the car and drove to Heather's house to deliver what would be her last meal. Mary went on social media wanting to let everyone know how kind Kevin was and the entire staff of Mama Kwan's. She wrote, "The meal ended up being her last night on earth as she passed away from cancer the next evening, less than 24 hours after he was able to meet her, her husband, and her two young children. Simply put, he made one of her last wishes come true." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Just got a little goosebump there. Thank you, Janice, for that. Good news, good stories.
and good people. We cover it all and then some every day on Delaware County Today, what people are talking about Muncie, Delaware County, and beyond. Thank you for listening on the Alexa Worldwide and or on our local radio stations, Terrestrial 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the free streams on the website. The podcast's available always for free, WMUNMuncie.com, WMUNMuncie.com. For Emily Guffey, back in the Axia Command Center this morning producing, I'm Steve Lindell. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern, live on WMUN.